Okay.
Are you?
I'm here.
Okay. I thought you might want to tell us who's here.
You can tell us who's here.
You're on speaker.
Okay. Well, Joanne and Brenda are here. Linda and Harmony. Harmony's friend Holly. Julia, hello. Amy and Christy and JJ and Angie and Greg. And Ken and Vivian and Gene Norman and Trish Tudor.
All right.
So, well, we'll be coming to see you in the trip tonight. Sitting on hold, I will press you back on the speaker and you can start. Just somebody signal us what we need to hang up, okay?
Okay.
You get all that?
Got it.
Yes, got it. Thanks.
Okay.
We're in the newspaper. We're on the newspaper. The okay. Newspaper is here.
Later.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I guess we're going.
Yep. We're good to go. We're good.
Hey, welcome, friends and family. We've come together today to unite Kevin, Rose, and Sarah Blake in holy matrimony. Marriage is instituted by God. It's at the very foundation of society as God has conceived of it. When a man and a woman come together in love for each other, and in Kevin and Sarah's experience in love for God. In a few moments, they'll share together in vows that they themselves have composed, vows of commitment to each other. And we rejoice in their union this day. Before they share those vows, we want to turn to the Word of God, and specifically to that great hymn to love that we find in 1 Corinthians 13. Today we'll be reading from the Message version of the Bible, the words of 1 Corinthians 13, which bring to everyday living, the very heavenly kind of love that our Lord Jesus brought to us in his own life. If I speak with human eloquence and angelic ecstasy, but don't love, I'm nothing but the creaking of a rusty gate. If I speak God's words with power, revealing all his mysteries and making everything plain as day, and if I have faith that says to a mountain, jump, and it jumps, but I don't love, I'm nothing. If I give everything I own to the poor and even go to the stake to be burned as a martyr, but I don't love, I've gotten nowhere. So no matter what I say, what I believe, and what I do, I'm bankrupt without love. Love never gives up. Love cares more for others than for self. Love doesn't want what it doesn't have. Love doesn't strut, doesn't have a swelled head, doesn't force itself on others, isn't always me first, doesn't fly off the handle, doesn't keep score of the sins of others, doesn't revel when others grovel, takes pleasure in the flowering of truth, puts up with anything, trusts God always, always looks for the best, never looks back, but keeps going to the end. Love never dies. Inspired speech will be over someday. Praying in tongues will end. Understanding will reach its limit. We know only a portion of the truth, and what we say about God is always incomplete. But when the complete arrives, our incompletes will be canceled. When I was an infant at my mother's breast, I gurgled and cooed like any infant. When I grew up, I left those infant ways for good. We don't yet see things clearly. We're squinting in a fog, peering through a mist, but it won't be long before the weather clears and the sun shines bright. We'll see it all then, see it all as clearly as God sees us, knowing him directly just as he knows us. But for right now, until that completeness, we have three things to do to lead us toward that consummation. Trust steadily in God, hope unswervingly, love extravagantly. And the best of the three is love. Let us pray. We're so grateful, our God, for this day. Grateful to you for the love that Kevin and Sarah know for each other and for you. And grateful for the love of our Lord Jesus, who lives in our hearts and who comes to help us along this earthly way of making the kind of love we've just read about and heard about a living reality in our lives. And we pray that it might be so this day and in all the days to come for Kevin. and for Sarah. Bless them now as they vow their love to each other. And we thank you in the name of Jesus our Lord. Amen. Friends, would you speak vows of covenant to each other?
I love you, and I give myself to you in marriage, mindful of your limitations, your potential, and your gifts. I vow to nurture your faith and will actively support you in your ministry, goals, and activities. I vow to support you in caring for your physical, spiritual, and emotional needs. I will love and care for your precious animals as if they were my own, because they are. I vow to share myself with you completely and unreservedly. I vow to assist you in nurturing your relationships with your friends and family. I vow to take care of you in sickness and in health, just as you are taking care of me now. I will honor the sanctity of life and health, and I will be faithful to you in all of the days that we share together, so God may work in us and through us together.
Amen.
I love you. And I give myself to you in marriage, mindful of your limitations, your potential, and your gifts. I will support you and assist you in caring for yourself and pursuing your goals and interests. I will nurture an environment of gentleness. And when I'm wounded, I will forgive. I will embrace your family, assist you in nurturing your relationship with your daughter, and encourage you as you nurture relationships in the community. I will honor the sanctity of life and health, and I will be faithful to you all the days that we have together, that God may work in us and through us together. I love you.
Amen. Kevin and Sarah have pledged their love to each other very beautifully and very specifically today. And it's very significant to them that they know they have the support of those of us who are their friends and their family, who love and care for them. In a moment, I'll pose a few questions, and if it is your commitment to Kevin and Sarah to support them in this marriage, we will simply answer these questions by saying, we will. You may, later, at the reception, or at another opportunity with Kevin, may want to speak a particular commitment you make to them today that maybe is just as specific as the commitments they've made to each other. These questions, please answer, we will, if this is your commitment. Will you support Kevin and Sarah's marriage and do so by thought, by word, and by deed?
We will.
Will you seek and discover a practical way to encourage them on a regular basis?
We will.
Will you receive their questions? Will you reply to their requests? Would you receive from them their affirmations with grace and with love?
We will.
Will you pledge to love them even as they have pledged to love one another?
We will.
Friends, you've brought rings today, and now's the time for you to exchange those rings as an act of declaration of your love for each other. First, Kevin, the ring will be given to you to prepare to place on Sarah's finger. Would you repeat after me as you prepare to place it on her finger? With this ring,
I thee wed.
In the name of the Father.
In the name of the Father.
And of the Son.
And of the Son.
And of the Holy Spirit.
And of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Sarah, now would you take a ring to place on Kevin's finger? Repeat after me. With this ring.
With this ring.
I thee wed.
I thee wed.
In the name of the Father.
In the name of the Father.
And of the Son.
And of the Son.
And of the Holy Spirit.
And of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
For as much as Kevin and Sarah have pledged their fidelity each to the other, and have affirmed that in word, by vows that they have composed to speak on this occasion, and indeed by giving and exchanging rings, I declare by the authority vested in me as a minister of the gospel of Christ, that they are husband and wife together. Those whom God hath joined together, let no person put asunder. Let us pray. Our Lord, we come with thanksgiving today, because of your great love for us, and because of Kevin and Sarah's great love each for the other. We ask your blessing upon them this day, and we seek after your favor for them, now and ever, that they might have the grace and the strength and the endurance that they need to cause these vows to become a living covenant between them, now and evermore. Would you bless them in their opportunities? Would you grace them in their challenges? Would you give them great grace and forgiveness one for the other? Would they discover more and more with each passing day and season, more and more dimensions of that great love that you, our Lord, have so fleshed out in our midst? Breathe upon them by your Holy Spirit. Call to their side all that they will need in order to become the man and the woman that you've created them to be and that you're redeeming them to be through Christ. Bless them this day. Go before them. Prepare the way for them. As your steadfast love and mercy pursues after them actively all of their days, like they live in responsiveness to that great love. Bless them, O God, and make them a great blessing. A greater blessing because they've come together than they ever could have been or might have been alone. And we give thanks to you. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Friends, it is my great privilege now to present to you Mr. and Mrs. Kevin LaRose. Kevin, you may kiss your bride. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, friends. Oh, you hear it?
Oh.
Beautiful. Thank you.
This is the Starship Enterprise signing off.